This episode covers how to reach for her after a fight. Right now, you're probably sitting a few feet apart in the same house, wanting to close the distance, but afraid any move will feel like you're rushing past what just happened. By the end of this, you'll have 5 small ways to close that gap without it turning into pressure. The fight ends, but the room doesn't feel finished. You've both said your piece, maybe apologized, maybe not. And now you're sitting close but not touching, with no idea what happens next. You want to close the distance, but you don't want it to look like you're trying to fix things with sex, or like you're rushing past what just happened. So you wait, and the waiting starts to feel like its own kind of distance. This hesitation usually didn't start with her. A lot of men learned somewhere along the way, from a past relationship, from friends' advice, from watching their own parents, that the safest move after conflict is to give space and stay out of the way until she comes to you. That rule can work for some couples, but for many, it just stretches the cold period longer than either of you wants, because she's waiting on a signal from you too. Here's what's really happening when you both go quiet. Reaching out first feels risky because rejection right after a fight would sting more than usual. So the instinct is to wait for a clear signal from her before you move. Here's the problem. She's often doing the exact same calculation from her side, waiting to see if you'll make the first move. Two people both waiting for the other to go first is how a fight stretches into a whole silent evening, or a whole silent day. There's a physical piece to this too. A small amount of low-pressure touch, a hand on the shoulder, sitting close on the couch, can calm the body's stress response for both of you. Simple, brief contact tends to lower a racing heart rate and ease physical tension faster than words alone. So here's the method. 4 steps you're going to move through in order, starting with the smallest one. Rung 1 is proximity. Sit or stand near her without touching at all. In the same room, on the same couch. This tells her you're not retreating without asking anything of her yet. Rung 2 is brief contact. A hand on her shoulder, her back, or her knee for a few seconds. Short, light, easy to ignore if she's not ready. Rung 3 is the hug. A full hug you can end quickly if she stiffens or steps back. Say something before you move in, so it doesn't come out of nowhere. Rung 4 is sustained closeness. Sitting together with contact held for longer. Only move here once the earlier rungs have already been met without resistance. You don't have to move through all 4 rungs in one evening. Sometimes rung 1 is the whole win for that night. Now, let's get into the words themselves. 5 ways to reach for her, each pairing a small move with a few words so she knows what you're doing and why. If the fight ended 20 minutes ago and you're both still in the room, sit close without saying anything yet. Then try this. I'm not going to pretend that didn't just happen. I just didn't want to be in a different room right now. You're naming the moment honestly, instead of acting like nothing happened, and choosing closeness without demanding a response. If an hour or two has passed and the house has gone quiet, rest a hand on her shoulder or back for a few seconds. Then say this. Hey, I've been thinking about how that went, and I wanted to touch base with you, not just leave things where they were. The touch comes first, brief and low pressure, and the words follow instead of leading. She may read this as you checking in, rather than pushing for resolution on your timeline. If you want to close the distance with a full hug, but you're not sure she's ready, ask directly instead of just moving in. Can I hug you? I just miss you and wanted to feel close again. Asking removes the guesswork for both of you. She gets to say yes or no, without having to physically pull away to signal it. If she's still tearful or tense, and a full hug feels like too much, sit near her at a distance that lets her close the gap herself. I'm right here if you want to be close. If you need more room right now, that's okay too. You're offering closeness without cornering her into a decision, which tends to ease pressure instead of adding to it. And if it's the next morning and neither of you has brought the fight back up, find a moment for brief contact before the day gets going. I didn't want today to start with us feeling far apart. Can I get a hug before we both head out? Starting the day with intention shows her you haven't put last night in a box and moved on without her. A few things tend to backfire even with good intentions behind them. Going straight for a full hug can feel like pressure if she's not sure the conversation is finished. A silent, extended hold without any words can read as you wanting comfort from her, rather than offering it. Bringing up who was right the moment you touch her turns the gesture into a bargaining chip. And disappearing for hours, then reaching for her like nothing happened, skips over something that needs a brief acknowledgement first. Different men handle the moment differently. And here's how to adjust, based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to smooth things over fast, sit with the discomfort a few minutes before reaching for her, instead of rushing straight to a hug to make the bad feeling go away. What's my specific piece in wanting to rush past this moment? I just want the bad feeling gone. And that's more about me than about her. If you tend to get defensive and want to explain your side first, offer the touch before the explanation. Let the contact come first, the words second. If you tend to get loud or intense, lower your voice and your movements deliberately before you approach her. Slow is the whole point. If you tend to go quiet and retreat, stay in a shared space instead of disappearing, even without words yet. Your presence, even wordless, tells her you haven't left the relationship, only the argument. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she tends to push harder when feeling distant, move sooner rather than later. If she tends to go quiet after trying hard for a while, don't wait for her to make the first move. Be the one who closes the gap this time. If she tends to pull back and value her own space, offer proximity first and let her set the pace. And if you're usually the one who pulls back, she may be waiting on you to reach first more than you'd expect. Sometimes you'll reach, and she'll step back, stiffen, or just say not right now. That's not a verdict on the relationship. What she may be protecting is her own timeline for feeling steady again, not a rejection of you. Say this. Okay. I'm not going anywhere. Come find me whenever you're ready. Then give her the space for real, without checking in every 10 minutes to see if she's changed her mind. Wait for a clearer signal before trying the next rung again, ideally a few hours, sometimes closer to a full day. When you do try again, go back to the lowest rung, not the one she turned down. Small low-pressure touch after conflict does real physical work. It brings both your heart rates down and gives her a concrete signal that the relationship is still solid, even when the two of you disagreed. Over time, reaching first becomes less loaded. She stops bracing to see whether you'll retreat after a fight and starts expecting you'll come back toward her instead. That's what makes her more willing to initiate touch and closeness herself, not just after fights, but in general. You just heard 5 small ways to close the distance without turning it into pressure. In the next 24 hours, you might try the hand on the shoulder tonight, or wait for the quiet window tomorrow morning if tonight doesn't offer one. Either way, the fight doesn't have to be the last thing that was said between you today. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the 2-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.